The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. This is Jade. Welcome to my podcast. Welcome back to my podcast. I missed you and I know you missed me. How's your day going today? Because my day is going great. Today, I wanted to talk about mixing relationships with friendships. Now, I know this can mean a lot of things. Like, say one of your friends is dating someone and they start bringing them around a lot to the point where they're basically a part of the friend group because your friend is dating them, so they're around all the time. And I feel like that makes breakups harder because since they've been around for so long, they're basically in the group. So they're obviously going to be around when it comes to like inviting them to go to dinner or to hang out, like stuff like that. Because then it makes you feel like you have to choose sides. Even though for me, I was about to say I'm always on the side of whoever I was friends with longer. But at the same time, if it's a really nasty breakup, then I'm just going to have to pick the side whichever one I think is right, or just stand back and keep a distance from both, or I can still be friends with both. It just depends. I feel like it really just depends on the type of breakup, because sometimes mixing your relationship with your friendships can be a good thing. You guys can have a really good relationship, stay together forever. Everybody loves the relationship, rooting for them, But at the same time, with breakups, I just don't know. Because even if it's like a good breakup and everybody's okay and everybody's still friends and stuff, I feel like it's still awkward and there's still a lot of tension around because of the fact that, they were dating. So it's like, it's really just awkward because they used to date and we're still all a friend group. Like, it's, I don't know. I just prefer them to bring them around when it's like, we're bringing our significant others around, or like every once in a while, but not so much to the point where they're basically in the group. Unless they don't really have any friends, then bring them. But if they do have their own friends, let them hang out with them. Don't try to like group them in together. And I really hate when like a friend is dating somebody, right? And then said friend has their own group and then they try to merge the groups. Because then again, like I said, if there's a nasty breakup, it's bad for everybody, especially if they've been dating for a long time and everybody's like grown together and created a bond with each other. Now it's just weird. It's like, I was only really friends with you because my friend was dating your friend and they brought them around, so now we're all friends. You know what I mean? It's just, the dynamic is just not there for me. And big friend groups never work out for real. That's a whole different topic though. But another one that I want to talk about when it comes to relationships and friendships mixing together is dating within the friend group. Ew. Boo, lame, hate it, disgusting, yuck. I really don't like dating within the friend group. It literally never works out, ever. Or at least for me. Like, in my opinion, it's never worked out. It's weird. It's uncomfortable sometimes. And for me, I see my friends as family. So when I'm seeing them want to date one another, it's a little incesty to me. Now, I could be wrong for that. I could be completely wrong for thinking that way. But to me, that's like you're dating your brother and sister right now. That's like, that's weird. That's weird. I don't know. And then especially when it's within the friend group, it just never works out. Like me personally, I've never ever caught feelings for somebody that I've been friends with, or somebody that's like, I've never caught feelings for somebody in my friend group ever. When I have a friend, I see them as family. I consider people that I have feelings for in a whole different category than a friend. Like, I don't consider them a friend, if I'm being honest. But to some people, like, of course there's that friend stage, but I don't really call it a friend stage when you're going to date somebody. But being in the friend, and especially, oh my God, almost right, especially when they've liked this person, like, the entire time we've been a group, or they joined the group because they liked said person, and now it's weird, like, super weird. And like I said again earlier, when there's a bad breakup, that literally messes up the whole dynamic of the group. And what's even more weird is when people are just passing each other around in the friend group. Like, everybody's just dating one another. But it's like, oh, Brad's with Chelsea, and now Chelsea's with Lisa, but then Lisa's with Chad now, and then Bradley's with Chelsea, and then Chelsea goes to Lee, and then it's just, they're all just dating within each other. Like, that's weird. Like, y'all are not friends, you're swingers. What is going on here? I'm confused. Are y'all friends or not? Because you're just all dating each other, and it's just, it's not right. It's weird. And I know I keep saying this, but when the breakup happens, it ruins the whole group. Ruins it. And this has happened, not the passing around. We don't do that. At least not in my friend groups. We don't do that. But, like, there's been somebody in my friend group that liked somebody, they dated, and it didn't end up well. Them dating honestly ruined our relationship with them. You know what? I think it's time for a story time. We're going to do a little story time about this. We were a friend group, cute little friend group of, like, how many of us? It was like eight of us. It was eight of us. And then one of the guys liked one of the girls. We'll call them Jack and Sally. Okay? Jack liked Sally a lot, like, obsessive. Like, he really liked her. But Sally did not like Jack. And Jack liked Sally Jack liked Sally in freshman year and stopped liking her sophomore year. And then Sally started liking him, so, like, towards the end of sophomore year when we were in quarantine. And then when we got back into school, Jack was already dating another girl. And Sally really did not like that. So that's when Sally really started, like, trying to push herself to, like, be with him more often. So then Jack ended up cheating on the girlfriend he was dating on the time with Sally. And then the two of them started dating. And they dated pretty much all of junior year, but they were fighting all the time. And so it was always causing tension within the friend group because they were dating. Like, if they weren't dating and they weren't constantly fighting, we would have been smooth sailings. But when I tell you they were constantly fighting, we would just always tell them, y'all should just break up at this point. Because you're obviously not trying to make it work. Y'all are just fighting, and it's not good for either of y'all. And we're tired of hearing about it. We're always in the middle of it. We were always put in the middle of it. And it's just not fun. We're here to be friends, not to date each other. We're not your marriage counselors. Don't get me wrong, we're here to help you, and you can come talk to us. If it's such a serious problem, leave it. Leave, like. But they dated off and on our senior year, but their relationship was really bad junior year, and that's why they broke up. And they're both dating a bunch of other people, been with a bunch of other people all of senior year, but we're still off and on senior year. And it was just, that's a big reason we stopped being friends with Sally, because she started dating him again. And we're like, we're not doing junior year all over again. We told them straight up, If y'all want to date, y'all both got to mature first. Go out, live your lives, be adults. Maybe if y'all reconnect later on in life and y'all are both able to act right, then try it again. But y'all are both not mature enough for this relationship, especially with the way they both acted. Because we dropped Jack junior year because of how badly he was treating Sally. But Sally was continuously trying to get back with, like, when I saw this girl was obsessed with him, I mean, obsessed. Crazy. And then I have another kind of like little story. One of my friends had a crush on another person in the friend group. Little crush. But then Jack had told him, like, hey, blah, 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 so-and-so likes you. And that's one of the girls in our friend group. Like, he just said that he didn't have feelings for her back. And that's like another way of like, how can I say this? Like, it didn't end badly. Like, they didn't date, but she had feelings for him. He didn't have feelings for her. It still made the atmosphere like tense and awkward for a really long time when they were around each other. Because it was like, oh, she used to like him. He didn't like her back. And it was just weird. Like, the thought of dating in a friend group irks me. It disgusts me. I think it's disgusting. And I think it's weird. And I think nobody should be dating their friends. Especially in the friend group. And I think it's gross. Anyway, I think that's enough of me rambling today. Talk to you next week about a topic I have no clue about yet. Bye.